From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Caribbean island nation of Haiti has become synonymous with poverty and environmental degradation. It's a classic downward spiral. Desperately poor people have stripped the mountainous land of its trees to use for cooking fuel. The unprotected soil is then washed away by the rains, destroying potential farmland and leaving people even poorer. As NPR's Corey Flintoff reports, activists and entrepreneurs are now offering innovative schemes to break that cycle.
This is where Haiti's trees end up, as blackened fragments in the charcoal seller's corner of a crowded market in Port-au-Prince. The women who sell here are the only spots of color against a backdrop of black and gray. They stir up eddies of black dust as they scoop the carbonized branches into sacks. Mimi, who's been a charcoal dealer for the past 6 years, sells a medium sack for around $12. She says that's enough fuel to cook a small family's meals for around 10 days. Many of the trees used to make Mimi's charcoal were no bigger around than a broomstick, cut before they could be useful for shade or fruit or holding the soil, cut because many people in rural Haiti have nothing else to sell. That's been the fate of many reforestation efforts in Haiti. International organizations have underwritten the planting of hundreds of thousands of trees, only to see them cut down as soon as they're big enough to burn. One thing that could help to prevent tree cutting is to plant trees that are too valuable to cut down, such as mango.
It's the highest revenue that a farmer can grow legally, because a mango tree at mature stage can provide him anywhere from $70 to $150.
Jean-Maurice Buteau sits in a small office overlooking the packing line at his JMB mango plant in Port-au-Prince. He gestures toward his computer screen, which shows the brown ridges and folds of Haiti's terrain.
You could see here on the map the level of deforestation where there's nothing standing on those mountains. And every single dot that you see there in the valley are mango trees.
Buteau points out that the trees have survived because they had a financial value beyond that of charcoal. Another part of the solution, many people say, is to replace the need for charcoal with some other cheap cooking fuel. And nothing could be cheaper or more ubiquitous in Haiti than this, garbage. Massina Patrick stands before a heap of garbage at a recycling center in the hillside slum of Carrefour Fouilly. This is third world garbage, reeking, sodden, barely recognizable stuff that even the poorest of people couldn't find any use for. Patrick is the president of the Sanitation Action Committee of Carrefour Fouilly, a project supported by the United Nations Development Program with funding from India, Brazil, and South Africa. He gestures proudly at the tables where workers are sorting through this evil-smelling mass, pulling out metal, plastic, and paper for recycling.
Monsieur, l'autre bord, c'est côté au premier mettez fatra. Nous ça y a prendre la bouette là, y a vinn potel sous table là.
Patrick is especially proud of the paper recycling. Cardboard and paper are soaked in water, mashed into pulp, and then, using the pressing power of a tire jack, squeezed into hard, round briquettes that look a bit like rice cakes.
Oui, briquettes là comparables avec charbon parce que pour yomami duri.
Jeanette Sejour is using a fire made of the recycled paper cakes to cook a lunch of beans and rice for the recycling crew. She says the cakes burn longer and hotter than charcoal, and they'll be cheaper, too, once the committee starts marketing them. Patrick says the recycled cakes are just a byproduct of a project set up to provide jobs, reduce violence, and clean up one of the city's most desperate slums. But they could be the profit center that helps make the project sustainable. Haiti may be stripped of soil, but it's fertile with schemes. Plant breeders are developing shrubs that can hold the soil and at the same time provide material for biofuels and animal feed. Agronomists are working on ways to plant and terrace mountainous farmland so that it resists erosion. But all these remedies will depend on action from a Haitian government that, so far, is barely able to react to the disasters that arise from a ruined environment, the mudslides, floods, and famine that come with every rainy season. This year's rainy season has already begun. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.